You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to day three of the Galway Festival. Another good day to look forward to. And the feature this afternoon is the Galway Plate. So plenty to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm really good, yeah. Day two down. Day two down, yeah. Almost forgot myself. Yeah, we're on to day three already.
Yeah, three of seven as well. You need some stamina to get through this this Galway Festival.
It's certainly not for the faint-hearted. You need to keep your eye on the ball. Things have changed very quickly. Ground changes very quickly over there. And obviously, horses that run well early on the week now start to stack up as well. We've already got a runner tonight, which I really fancy, who ran last night, so... That's a feature of the week as it goes on.
Yeah, not a bad couple of days as well so far. What did you make of the second day?
Yeah, not bad. Didn't have as many winners last night. He had only put up the one, but desperate and lucky in a few. I mean, you're going to have that during the week. Now or Never was a really impressive win in that maiden. I really thought she'd go well, but then I had a tragic bit of luck with Unsinkable, who never got a clear run in the Topaz Mile and should have won really. And then I was dealt an even further body blow with Cardiel getting nutted mob with my old friend Beau Satchel. Of all the horses to do me, I followed Beau Satchel over a cliff and he done me right on the line. So, yeah, one of those nights, really. Some good news, some bad news. But generally speaking, the first 2 days have been fairly kind.
Yeah, so let's get stuck into day three then. The 3 o'clock is the first race this afternoon. We start here with the main hurdle over 2 miles. The market headed by Thomas Hobson this morning, who's 11 to 10. 11 to 8 for Stuckador. Fill Your Hands is 5s. It's then 16 to 1 for the Welsh Wizard. And 25s or bigger for the others. The market suggests there shouldn't be too many of these involved, Andy. Who'd you like to come home first in the 3 o'clock?
Yeah, it's a similar scenario to the very first race at Galway on Monday night, where we had a maiden hurdle dominated by Messrs Mullins and Weld, and on that occasion Willie came out on top with Bukasan, who floored Zafian horse I tipped, and it could well be the same here. Thomas Hobson was well fancied, obviously, given that he's got a rating on the flat of 97 previously with John Gosden to make a winning debut at Listowel back in the early part of June, but the ground was really filthy that day, and even though he got soft ground form on the flat, probably wasn't as bad as he's ever encountered, and Listowel really did take it out of him. And he jumped really stickily, and he was probably a beaten horse anyway when he fell at the last. But this is going to be a totally different ball game today. It's on much better ground. It's going to give his chance of his class to come through. And I'd probably just slightly favour him over Stuckador, who has had quite a few attempts over hurdle so far. And he's run to a reasonable level. You know, he's second to Quick Pick Vic at Leopardstown a year or so ago. That wasn't a bad return. And he's got some good form here on the flat as well at Galway. He's run here twice, he's finished second and third on his two visits, so at least he's come up the hill here at Ballybrit. And of course Dermot Well, we've always got to play huge respect to him. One at a bigger price that I think will certainly outrun his odds is a horse called Cliffside Park. If he fills the frame, then you're getting a nice return to your money. I do think he'll run alright, Cliffside Park. He was second to Theo as well the other day in a very fast time, and if he reproduces that, then he's got a good chance of finishing the first three or four. But I'd go with Thomas Hobson. Folly to oppose Willie Mullins at the moment with his hurdlers, and that's why I'm approaching the first.
Thomas Hobson in the first, and the second race is a 3:35. This one is a mare's handicap hurdle over 2 miles, and Dame Firth heads the market at 9-2. 6-1 for I'm All You Need. Crystal Earth is 15-2. 8s for Supreme Vic. The Nutcracker is 9s with Lily the Lioness, and 12s are bigger for the others. Who do you side with in the second race, Andy?
Yeah, this was one of the races where I was really keen on and punting here today. I didn't fancy the favourite, funny enough. I think it's been taken out on account of the softish ground. Bad winter ground, but it's on the easy side still. I don't think it would have suited Dancing Meadows, and I desperately wanted to take her on. The three horses here that stand out, really, on their recent form, and they finished second, third and fourth in this race last year. So I'm doing something that I've often said I would do and follow horses that have run well in Ballybrit before, particularly in races that they've shone in. And I'd probably start off with Lily the Lioness first and make her my number one choice. She's run here three times at Round Galway, and on every single occasion she's hit the frame, including, as I mentioned, third in this race last year when she probably didn't get the best of rides from her pilot on that occasion. She was given far too much to do. And in recent times, she's been ridden a little bit more aggressively and up with the speed, and that seems to be suiting her. She was also third, incidentally, 2 years ago to Busted Tycoon. So Connections clearly want to win this race with this mare, and she couldn't come here in any better form than she does. She lowered the colours at Tempo Mac two starts ago at Wexford, and that's still one of the mysteries of the jump season for me in the summer, how Gordon Elliott's Charge managed to get beat. But get beat he did by Lily the Lioness, who beat her to beat that horse, to be fair, fair and square. But we've seen Tempo Mac absolutely bolt up at Cartmel subsequently. She just got run out of it the other day by Tis a Mystery over fences at Tipperary. But once again, she showed her well-being to be very much intact. It's hard to see Lily the Lioness not finishing the frame here, and I make her a strong each-way choice. And the other two to mention are Supreme Vic and Lost Brook, who were obviously involved in this race last year. Norman Lee's Charge was runner-up, and he's been in fantastic form of late. He posted a good number the other day down in Ballinrobe, and we know he handles the track, so he's a player. And the other one, that Lost Brook, not so obvious, but that horse was really unlucky here last year, having finished fourth, and Ike Catchingly fourth in this race last year. Went to Galway on the Sunday and was absolutely bolting up an unseated rider at the last. So, as you can see, these three horses, it's very difficult for me to split them. I think if you played around with them, let's say, in some combinations, backed them all three to win, and you know, because you can get decent prices about all of them, and perhaps do a few forecast combinations, I think you'll be there or thereabouts with this lot. So Lily the Lioness tops the pile, but the Supreme Brick and Lost Book are very much hot on her heels.
If you would consider then in the 3.35, the 4.10 is the third race on the card. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles, and Be Seeing You is the 5-1 favourite. 11-2 for Bank Bonus, 7-1 for Lone Star, Buster Dandan is 11s, 12s for Castles Rock, and Coldstone Sober. Harang is also at 12-1, but that one is a reserve, and it's 14s or bigger for the others. 5-1 the field, Andy, as the market suggests, it's an open race, so give us a clue in the 4.10.
Yeah, I'm probably going to stick with the informed 9-year-old Coldstone Sober. He's got good form around the track. And he also won the other day at a similar venue, Sligo, when he beat Ellie Mia and Disputed. He did it in real impressive fashion as well. He looks just a horse who's right on top of his game at the moment. And he followed that up with a victory the other day down in Tipperary, once again staying on very strongly in the latter stages. The ease in the ground is fine for him. We obviously know he stays well. He comes up a hill really well. And even though he got beat by BC New down in Bellistown the other day, he is much better off with that horse. Plus the fact I didn't think the tight, sharp track of Bellistown suited this horse, who, like I say, wants a more stiffer test. So there's half a chance that he could turn the form around, and particularly as we can get a nice price. 12-1 with William Hill for Coldstone Sober this morning. That looks a fantastic each-way bet. So he's in great form. He loves the track. Everything's in his favour. And he's one of the better bets on the card.
Coldstone Sober, then a strong vote from Andy in the 4.10. The 4.45 is the fourth race on the card. We're on the flat here for this mile and a half maiden. And Time to Inspire is the 6-4 market leader this morning. Sixes into fives are here for the crack. 8-1 for Skilled and Catalyst. Tens for Seaforth. 11-1 for Hudson's Bay. And 12s or bigger for the others. Short price favourite in the shape of Time to Inspire. Dermot Weld won this race with this pilot on board last year. Andy, is it going to be lightning striking twice?
Yeah, every chance. This is obviously going to be one of the best backed horses on the card. Dermot Weld in maidens, when he puts the blinkers on the first time for horses, is usually a catalyst to success. And if it wasn't for Valak in these same colours in the blinkers last night, ruining that particular trend, then I probably would have gone for this in a big way. He certainly ran well the other day in a good maiden down in Navan. It went the way of an O'Brien trained individual called Ivanovich Gorbachev, and I tipped the second horse out of that race quite a few times subsequently, and again Torsador, the name in question, ran another huge race at Galway the other night chasing home a Dermot Weld hot pot. So that form is absolutely rock solid. He's got a nice draw, and of course Finney Maguire is probably one of the best amateurs, if not the best in this particular race. But I can't resist a few quid here each way on for the crack. I'm going to offer up another horse later on the card and suggest you do a nice each way double, because I do think both horses will definitely be in the frame, and this horse has been in fantastic form of late. David Buds is 8-year-old. He's getting on a bit, but given good ground and a good strong pace, he seems to have come into his own. And he chased down Morning Mix two starts ago. That was a good run, and did nothing wrong the other day down in Navan behind into Sorry, but I think he's crying out for further. I think that mile and a quarter trip is just a bit too short for him nowadays, and stepping up to a mile and a half on a stiff track will definitely bring out the best in this in-form horse. So despite the favourite having all the right signals, time to inspire, I can't resist the each-way angle in here on the 5-1 second favourite here for the crack.
On to the 5:30 next race, 5 on the card. This is the big race of the afternoon. It's the Galway Plate, a handicap chase, a Grade A handicap chase over 2¾ miles. And LL Quinoir heads the market at 6-1. 9-1 for Shan Palace. Jackson's Lady 11s, 12s for Maker Track. Rule the World is another one at 12-1. It's 14s for Springheeled and Colour Squadron. Saddler's Risk, 20s into 14s this morning. The Paparazzi Kid, another one at that 14-1 price. And 16s or bigger for the others. Wide, wide open renewal, Andy. LL Quinoir at the top of the market, much shorter than the rest. You can see why in terms of plenty of positives, but a few negatives in there as well. So what do you make of it?
Yeah, as you'd expect for the money, a very competitive race, 6-1 the field. No great surprise to see a Willie Mullins trained horse who's been in good form of late, who's 2-for-2 at the track favourite in the shape of LL Quinoir. The only slight question mark I have about him, which raises a doubt whether I want to take 6-1, is all his best form is in small fields when he's been able to dominate. When he's had fields of much bigger, he's tended to struggle. I mean, you look at the fields that he's won in 5-4, 6-6-6, 8-4. You know, you've got a 20-odd runner race today. So he's going to be in the heat of the battle. He's not going to be able to harp his obstacles as well as he has done in the past. So although he ticks a lot of boxes, he also, you know, has got one or two issues also as well. So I'd probably pass him over here. I'd certainly give Jackson Lady a chance. She comes in good nick, having won well at the Punchestown Festival, and she's a course and distance winner. And there are plenty of others down the line to catch the eye. Colour Squadron's another one of an interest. Edna Bolger has him for the first time. He's a very good horse, very talented individual, Colour Squadron, but amazingly, he's yet to win a race in 11 starts. Wouldn't it be incredible if he broke that duck on his first run in such a big race for Edna Bolger? It wouldn't surprise me if he ran well and finished in the frame. But looking further down the line to a 20-25-1 shot on the morning line, he's a horse called Letter of Credit. He'd be a little bit more exposed than quite a few of these. He's run 20-odd times over fences, but he comes here off the back of a very good win on the numbers the other day down in Killarney. It was a real edge-of-your-seat ride by Davy Russell as he dropped this horse right out the back door, gave him plenty of chance, but he came through very strongly in the latter stages to floor three of his rivals here today. Bally Green, Fulder and Texas Jack has been put up by Pricewise this morning. And the time of the race is absolutely sensational. I think if he can run to that level here, over a track, of course, where he's proven in the past, he's won over hurdles here many years ago, and he's run quite well over fences as well subsequently. He goes really well in the hood nowadays, and stable of Robbie Corgan as well as one of the better senior statesmen in the weighing room. So at that kind of price this morning, I certainly think he's been underestimated. He comes from a relatively unsexy yard. So let's go with Letter of Credit to run well at a big price.
Letter of Credit in the Galway Plate. Then moving on to the sixth race on the card. This one is the 6/5. This one is a handicap of the extended mile, and 8-1 co-favourites of 3 with Credit the Giver, Northern Surprise and Camlan at the top of the market. 9-1 for Art Scene. Plowboy is 10s with Sophie Spirit. 12-1 for Clifton Miss. 16s into 12s for Equation of Time. 12-1 for Gotta Have It. And 14s or bigger for the others. I will mention War Anthem though as well at big prices. 25s into 16s this morning. This is tricky, Andy. Who would you side with in there?
Yeah, I mean, bookmakers have been completely sleeping here. I mean, it's almost as if they didn't watch the race in here last night, because they went 25-33-1 about a horse called War Anthem, who, if you watched the race in here last night, ran an absolute stormer on his second start in handicap company. First run at the track, first time in the headgear, and he finished third in a red-hot race. Of course, went the way of Beau Satchel. I fancied the second horse there, Cardiel, who's a very good horse over the course and distance. So quite what the bookmakers are doing, sticking that horse in at that price, I have no idea. He's going to be my number one choice here. You can still get 16-1 with William Hill, don't get me wrong. I still think that's way, way over the price. He should be single figures. There is no way in the world a horse who ran here well in a good handicap here last night should be that price. And punters should take advantage. Don't be frightened about taking 16-1 even though you've missed the 25s. I'd also have to pay a huge mention to Camlan as well. This is a horse who I've been keeping my eye on ever since he finished the night catching fifth at Garin in a good main early on in the season. He looks as though he's been trained specifically with one target in mind, and this wouldn't surprise me if this is it. And the fact that Pat Smullen, of course, the genius Pat Smullen that he is around here, has been booked suggests to me that Shark Allen's definitely teed him up for this race. He was definitely a non-jiggity of the day down in Garin. he just looks as though there's been plenty more to come. He's got a mark of 61. There's been no money for him this morning, but it wouldn't surprise me if the money came late for this horse. So do keep your eye on Camlan. But the number one choice at the price this morning has to be that ridiculously overpriced War Anthem.
Good stuff. On to the 6:40 next. This is race 7 on the card. Another handicap over the extended mile, and the market headed by Laganor, who's 7-2 into 2-1, 4-1 for Sacrificial. Shazina is 5s, 9-1 for Shannon Soul. Current state is 11s, 12-1 for Lily's Rainbow, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Couple of non-runners here: Muffrad number 12 and Chinega Bay number 6. Don't go. But that leaves us with still a nice field. Andy, who do you like in there?
Yeah, this is another competitive race here where obviously recent form is very much to the fore. Obviously, Laganor is going to be a very appealing horse for so many punters, trained by Tony Martin from a set of owners' connections that have a tremendous record here. And this horse really did kick me in the lower region the other day when this horse won at Nice. Oh, I mean, I said on the podcast I didn't think he'd be winning over 6 furlongs just because I thought he'd be getting it up for a handicap. She caught the eye first time at Nice, and I said on the podcast next time out, I actually tipped it at Gower, and I said this horse will run really well here, but it was easy to back, and it was dropped out the back door, and it was never put in the race. I thought, oh, this one's definitely going to have a third run for handicap mark. They dropped it back to 6. I thought, well, mile back to 6. There's no way this can win. And what does it do? It absolutely bolts up, made me look a complete fool. And they backed it again as if defeat is out of the question. Got a good draw, obviously clearly suited to a stiff uphill climb like it had the other day at Nice, and your guess is as good as mine how much this horse might have in hand off a mark of 75. So if you've got the fancy prices this morning, then fine. If you haven't, then maybe you want to look elsewhere for a bit of value. And there's a couple of horses that I think might run certainly well enough at their price to shake up the fav, and that's Lily's Rainbow and Marshall Jennings, 12-1 and 16-1 respectively with William Hill. We'll start with Lily's Rainbow, who's been running fantastically well in recent times. Won at Nice 2 starts back in a very fast time. Followed that up by chasing home the rapidly improving Jerline's trained Kate Wolf to the same track. Then went to Killarney in the listed race of the day. It was a wild outsider, but was noted doing some good late work. A strong finisher that should appreciate the step up, the steep uphill gradient. Big price that is for her. And Marshall Jennings, he hated the ground the other day at Ballymore. I napped this horse, but he couldn't hold a candle to Leaning Keane, who was a much stronger horse and went through the ground better. But back on a better surface and with a good low draw, he could certainly put that run behind him. And don't forget, he was been really unlucky on his previous 2 starts at the Curran, strongly run mile and a quarter races. So from a yard in good form, Jessica Harrington with Kevin Manning booked, that's a big price that is for a horse who's got some good solid credentials behind him. So the favourite's definitely the one to beat, but at 2-1, I think we can overlook him. Perhaps back 2 horses each way against him. Surely one of them will be in the frame. Lily's Rainbow, Marshall Jennings.
And on to the final race then, race 8 on the card. This is the 7:10, and we finish here with a maiden over a mile and a half a furlong, and this has been something of a Dermot Weld benefit in the last few years. He's won the last 6 renewals, and in fact if you go back further, he's won 13 of the last 15 runnings of this race, and he's got the favourite in the shape of New Agenda, who's 8-13, 3-1 for Boa Boy. The Crewmaster is 6-1, 11s for Dreamcraft, and 16s or bigger for the others. Will it be another one in the long list of Dermot Weld winners in this race, Andy?
Yeah, I think it probably will be, yeah. 8-13 is a little bit rich for me. I know that run was a good run the other day. It was a really good maiden. The winner's run well since. The second was a bit unlucky the day down in Leopardstown, but has gone on to win previously. But you've had also 3 subsequent winners out of that race in behind. Swordfish, Botany Bay and Sikander all won out of that race. It looked a good race on paper, and As Tom has told, it has worked out really well. I just don't think New Agenda got home. It was his first run. He was fairly easy to back. It was as if another day, another mission was very much on his agenda. And he just faded in the latter stages of that stiff hill climb. But he's got obviously a drop back in trip here today. He's got a nice low draw from a stable that's been cleaning up in these kind of races. But Boa Boy, I certainly think he's good enough to finish in the frame here. And as I suggested early on, I think if you put this horse in an each-way double with Here for the Crack, you'll get a nice return on your money. Both of them look as though it's impossible for him to be out of frame. Boa Boy ran really well down in at Killarney the other day and has been drawn in stall one as well, so should get a lovely run around the inside. So if you have a 3-in-each-way merchant, you want to back Boa Boy, and that's probably the way I'd go in the final race.
Superb. Let's have a quick summary then, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Galway one more time.
Yeah, decent day on the agenda over in Ballybrick for day 3. Hopefully we can have a decent afternoon. First race should go the way of William Mullins' Thomas Hobson, but do keep it on Cliffside Park. From the 3:35, I suggest you have a decent bet on the lead of the Lioness each way, but also perhaps do some combination forecasts with Lost Book and Supreme Vic. I want to go with Cold Stone Stober in the 4.10. The Wetburnie punters at Ballybrick today will be Cold Stone Stober, that's for sure. In the 4.45, Time to Inspire looks the one to beat from a low draw with the blinkers on, but I do suggest you have a few quid each way on the inform here for the crack. In the big race itself, wouldn't surprise me if Colour Squadron went well at a price, but Letter of Credit, also another horse who's been priced up rather advantageously this morning, is worth taking advantage of in that Galway plate. In the 6.05, bookmakers are really daydreaming this morning by sticking big odds up against War Anthem, but he's still a value price at 16-1. In the 6.42 against the field there, Lily's Rainbow and Marshall Jennings. And in the final race, again, another each way recommendation with Bower Boy.
Good work. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Galway this afternoon.
Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.